Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Chaf 120. We are moving from Kuf Yutes, Tehillim 119, which takes us through the journey of life, to the Shirei HaMa'alos, a song of ascents. Ma'alot are steps, and these songs help inspire us, empower us, and direct us to literally move upwards. The Jewish people used to sing these songs on the way to the Beis HaMikdash, on the way to being Ola Regel, as they were moving up to the spiritual place of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah in Maseches Sukkah tells us that the Levim actually sang these songs on the 15 steps in the Beis HaMikdash, and specifically during the time of the Simchat Beit HaShoeva, during Sukkot. They would stand on each of the steps with instruments, singing these songs. The Midrash Rabbah in Bereishis tells us that Yaakov Avinu sang these songs on his way to Lavan's house. Remember the dream that Yaakov had as he was leaving his family and from Beersheba? And he dreamt that there was a ladder. These songs represent the concept of the ladder, that no matter where you're going and what you're doing, our goal is to constantly ascend step by step by step. Shir HaMa'alos. The Medrash on Tehillim, the Medrash Shochar Tov, asks, why do we say Shir HaMa'alos, the song of the steps? Why don't we just say the song of the step, because we go step by step as we ascend? And what the Medrash answers is that when the Jewish people ascend, when we go up, we don't just go up one step. We go up many steps. Kesheh Yisrael olin einan olin ma'ala achat, ela lema'alot harbe. We move and move and move. The Radak explains that these songs aren't just songs that were sung at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. These are songs that we Jewish people in Golos yearn to go back to Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis HaMikdash. We still yearn to ascend, and we still can ascend. And therefore, these songs are very, very relevant to us in Golos today, and we'll even see in some of the songs, including one that we're going to learn today, references to being in Golos. Rav Sadia Gaon explains that when they would sing, when the Levim would sing these songs of the Shirei HaMa'alos, they literally would start softly and get louder and louder and louder. And we'll discuss more about the general idea of the Shirei HaMa'alos in the next shir. However, what this is telling us clearly is just the concept of 15 Shir HaMa'alos characterizes the Jewish people and every individual Jew. Our goal, our dream, is to constantly ascend. Like Yaakov Avinu, we always want to move up and up and up the ladder, and we know that we can. Let's begin the first Tehillim in this series with a question, and that is, why is this the first of the 15 steps? Why not the next one, which we'll talk about further tomorrow, of Shir Lama'alos, Essa Einai El Haharim? I look up to the mountains and I want to begin my journey. Where should I go? It seems that Shir Lama'alos that we're going to do tomorrow, the song to the steps, should be the first one. Why is this song the first one? We haven't even learned the song yet, but let's begin with that question. And here we go. Pasuk Aleph, Shir HaMa'alos, the song of ascents. El Hashem Batsarasali. To Hashem, in parentheses, I called when I was in tzara, or in my tzara, in my pain, I call out to Hashem. Notice we begin our journey of ascension, not from a place of incredible joy and excitement, but from a place of feeling vulnerable. Karasi, I called out, vaya'aneni, and he answered me. And it could be referring to the past that I've called out and he answered me. It could be, Hashem, I'm calling out to you now. Please answer me. And what do I say? What's the problem? Posuk Beis. Hashem, hatsila nafshi misfas sheker. Hashem, rescue my soul from lying lips, from falsehood. Mi lashon rimiyah, from a deceitful tongue. There are those who outright come and lie about me, and there are those who pretend to be kind, but really inwardly they have deceitful thoughts. Now, who is deceitful? Where is this falsity coming from? It could be coming from the world around us versus the Jewish people, the nations of the world who try to bring down the Jewish people with their words. It could be the Jewish people versus each other, as we'll see, that the Jewish people themselves bring other people down with their words of Lashon Hara and their evil thoughts that they bring upon each other. It could also be my own tongue. Save me from my own deceitful thoughts, my own thoughts and words of negativity. And now let's talk to that deceitful tongue. Pasuk Gimel. Ma yitein lecha u'ma yosif lach lashon remi'ah. What is it? What is in it for you? What will it add to you to be deceitful? Why do you have to be so negative? Why do you have to afflict such verbal abuse and say such horrible things? What do you get out of it? So again, it's as if I'm talking to my own tongue, or I'm talking to those tongues of the people who are deceitful. The Metzidus David says, let's look at Pasuk Gimel and not read it as if I am talking to those deceitful tongues, but rather hear God's voice in this song, where God is saying, what else can I add to you, tongue, to protect you from being deceitful? God gave us all these gates to prevent our tongues, our mouths, from speaking things in words that we shouldn't be speaking. We have teeth that can close our mouths. We have the lips. We have cheeks. What else, Hashem is saying to us, what else can I give you to keep you from being deceitful? Furthermore, this is how dangerous a deceitful tongue is. Pasuk Dalet, Chitzei Giborim Shenunim, like the sharp arrow of the mighty, Im Gachalei Resamim, along with coals of rotem wood. The deceitful tongue is compared to sharp arrows and rotem wood. What are these comparisons? An arrow you shoot from far, and once you shoot that arrow, you can't take it back. Isn't that the same with the words that we say? Once those words come out of our mouth, they're like bullets. We can't take them back. And in addition, it's also compared to rotem wood. Rotem coals that even when they seem to be cooled down and they're ashed over on the outside, on the inside, they're burning inside. So what does that mean? It means the damage from false words, even when it seems to be taken care of and everything's all clear, it's still destructive. There's still fire within. It's still hot. And now we continue talking about our pain. Pasuk Hei, Oyali, woe is to me, ki garti meshech, because I've been living like this for so long, surrounded by evil words, evil ideas. It could be also, Rashi says, woe is me because I live in meshech, meshech or with meshech. Meshech is referring to the children of Yefes, or specifically, as Rashi says, the Malchut of Paras and Yavan. I live in the world of the Persian world, the Greek world. I'm surrounded by these foreign nations with evil ideas and evil words. Shachanti im ale Kedar. I have lived amongst the tents of Kedar. The Radak says that Kedar is referring to the Yishmaelim, those from Yishmael. I live with people who say evil things all the time. Pasuk Vav, Rabas Shachnala Nafshi, my soul has lived too long im sone shalom, with those who hate peace. But Pasuk Zayin, Ani Shalom, I speak for peace. I am not like them. V'chi adaber, and as much as I speak out for peace, Hema la milchama, they stand for war. They are not changing. The basic theme of this song is that we need to recognize the evil of wicked speech and falsehood, and I'm determined not to be like that. Furthermore, when we say Ani Shalom, I am for peace, I am at peace with what I'm doing and who I am, no matter what negativity surrounds me. Now, we want to think that all the negativity and the evil words are coming from the surrounding nations. But the Malbim explains these psukim a little bit differently. He explains the following. He says that the evil words are not coming from the wicked nations, or rather they are coming from the wicked nations, but oyeli, it would be woeful if I lived amongst those wild nations who would try to oppress us and try to bring us down with so much evil words. But Rabbas, it's much worse, because I am living amongst my own nation with my own brothers who hate peace, and that is worse than when the nations around us aren't at peace with us. And you can definitely hear David HaMelech's personal stories in these words. And unfortunately, it's not just David HaMelech who experienced such sinat chinam, such needless hatred from his own people, but it has happened many times where there is needless hatred between the Jewish people themselves. So the dangerous words could be coming from the foreign nations, it could be coming from the Jewish people, but the evil tongue could also be my own. As I want to ascend, some part of me tells me, there's no way you can really do this. Why should you do this? You're not going to be successful anyway. What will they, the quote unquote, they think? Everyone else is doing this. Why can't you do this negative thing also? Why do you have to be so much better? All those different things that the negativity in our own selves keeps us from ascending. If you're going to let yourself be influenced by negative speech, you will not be able to ascend any spiritual heights, which is why this is the first song of the Shirei HaMa'alos, of the song of Songs of Ascents. You can't begin to look up and move up if you allow yourself to be influenced by negativity. And it doesn't matter where this negativity is coming from, whether it's coming from the outside world or it's coming from within yourself. Ani Shalom. One needs to be at peace with themselves as they begin the process of elevating and moving ahead up the ladder. I want to share one more idea as to why this is the first song. The Lashon Remi'ah, the false tongue or the evil tongue, could be referring to our own tongue, not just putting ourselves down, but putting others down in our quest to elevate ourselves. Some people might think that by putting others down, that elevates them. True elevation does not happen al cheshbon chaveiro, at the expense of someone else. Ma yosif lech lashon remiyah, by saying negative things about others, it will not add anything to you. You won't get anywhere. As we conclude our first Song of Ascents, think about this. We may not be able to control how other people speak to us or about us, but when we are ready to stop talking negatively to ourselves and talk negatively about others, then we are ready to begin the process of ascension. We are ready la'alot and to sing the songs of the ma'alot. Thank you for studying together at Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bas Chaim Leib.